envy of the world. Perhaps the greatest economy.
The American president claims that the U.S. economy has become stronger. His supporters blindly support him without giving any thought to the realities on the ground in America. Economic researchers and analysts seriously question and criticize the president's claim. Donald Trump's claims have also become an issue of debate among presidential candidates. In his run for the presidency, Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders has attacked the claims of President Trump. Statistics and facts on the ground confirm a reality which is quite contrary to the American president's claims.
The last State of the Union.
At face value, Donald Trump's claims seem to be correct.
Lifted millions from poverty, disease, and hunger, vanquished tyranny and fascism, ushered the world to new heights of science and medicine.
America's economy has increased during the tenure of Donald Trump, but for what segment of the society? The U.S. economy has been good, but only for filthy rich millionaires and large corporations. For the middle class and working class segments of the society, the American economy is in a critical condition. In Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign, he stated that the tax cuts he wants to implement for the rich will result in $4,000 going into the pockets of middle class families. But this never happened, and in reality, when Trump's proposed tax cuts were implemented, the benefit to the working class was a humiliating additional 2 cents an hour. This while the cost of healthcare, medicines, housing, childcare, and college and university tuitions are constantly on the rise. The 2 cents an hour increase for the working class is light years away when compared to the increase in various costs all across the board. Statistics show that 20% of Americans between the ages of 25 and 54 are jobless despite being in their prime working years.
از هر 5 آمریکایی، از هر 5 نفر آمریکایی، فقط 1 نفر میتونه اگر به دکتر مراجعه کرد دواهاشو بخره.
1 out of 5 Americans cannot even afford the prescription drugs their doctors prescribe.
4 نفر دیگه اگر به دکتر مراجعه کنن پول خریدن دواشون رو ندارن. از هر 5 نفر فاصله ثروت سفیدها و سیاها در 50 سال اخیر در آمریکا 3 برابر شده. اینا اینه دیگه میگن گفته میشه، یعنی ادعا میکنه این رئیس جمهور فعلی آمریکا که اوضاع اقتصادی رو بهتر کرده. گفتن بله اوضاع اقتصادی بهتر شده برای میلیاردرها، نه برای مردم آمریکا. یعنی وضع اجتماعی آمریکا اینه.
According to the latest statistics and information by the Economic Policy Institute of America, over 25% of white American youths aged 18 and 25 who have graduated high school are jobless. The statistic for the same age group among blacks is 40% jobless, and among Hispanics is 27% jobless. All of these facts and realities on the ground show that the American economic system is suffering from a critical and fundamental crisis, finally proving that the American economy is definitely not the strongest it has ever been, as is claimed by Donald J. Trump.